In this bulletin, Western Australian Premier responds to comments comparing the state to Nazi Germany. Three women to sue former High Court Judge Dyson Heydon over sexual harassment allegations. And in the AFL, Essendon is relieved to only lose two players to a COVID-19 quarantine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has called for an apology from a Perth infectious diseases expert who compared the state government to Nazi Germany over its refusal to lift the state's hard border. In a series of tweets, Hollywood Hospital specialist Clay Golledge referred to Premier Mark McGowan as a somewhat anodyne performer who had transformed into a messianic megalomaniac. Premier McGowan says the comments are offensive.
To any of those people out there who have relatives or who went through the events in Germany from 1933 to 1945, of course he should apologise. They were some of the most shocking events in the history of the world. And as someone who's read about it and actually visited concentration camps myself as a tourist, they're terrible places. For anyone who went through those sorts of events, any reference to those in which people in Australia are compared to those people is clearly offensive.
South Australia will move to stage 3 of eased restrictions from next Monday. The one person per 4 square metre rule will be reduced to one person per 2 square metres, increasing capacity for many venues across the state. But strong border policies will remain, with additional police to be placed on the Victorian border to enforce the closure. Premier Stephen Marshall says the easing of restrictions for higher risk activities, including large events, will be considered soon, but only after a COVID-19 management plan has been approved.
We are recognising that we have done very well. We want to lift the restrictions and get people back to work, but we're going to do it in a way which is not going to jeopardise the great gains that we've already made here in South Australia.
Victoria has recorded 17 new coronavirus cases and 2 schools have closed for cleaning. 3 judges' associates who claimed they were sexually harassed by former High Court Judge Dyson Heydon are seeking compensation over the alleged incidents. An independent investigation commissioned by the High Court found 6 former court staff members were harassed by Dyson Heydon, claims which have been categorically denied by the former justice. Lawyer at Maurice Blackburn, Josh Bornstein, says the women are prepared to take the matter to the federal court if necessary.
In a number of cases, the effect of that experience led to decisions to abandon pursuing a career in the law and profound disillusionment with the law. Addressing that impact, if you like, and seeking compensation for the loss of a career will be a challenge for both our legal team and also for the legal teams of the Commonwealth and also for Mr. Heydon if he participates in any negotiations.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will be a formal investigation into whether Mr. Heydon's Companion of the Order of Australia should be revoked if the incredibly serious allegations are upheld. More than 1,300 workers will be made redundant as Woolworths invests in automated distribution centres. 2 facilities will be built in Moorebank Logistics Park at Sydney, with construction scheduled to be completed by the end of 2023. While 600 jobs will be opened up at the new centres, 1,350 workers will be made redundant by 2025. It comes as the company expects full-year earnings could be 2.7% lower, the result of additional costs related to COVID-19. In the AFL, Bombers Chief Executive Xavier Campbell says he is relieved with the results of contact tracing after Essendon player Connor McKenna became the first player in the league to test positive to COVID-19. Health authorities have identified James Stewart as the only Essendon player who will have to go into quarantine, along with his AFL teammate Connor McKenna. There were fears the side's entire back line could be decimated this weekend after McKenna trained with his line group last Friday before returning a positive test over the weekend. The rest of the team restarts training tomorrow morning in preparation for the Round 4 game against Carlton on Saturday night. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible early shower, 20. Adelaide, morning fog and a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 16. Hobart, rain easing, 14. Canberra, early fog, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, similar conditions and 18. Newcastle, sunny, 18. Brisbane, much the same, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.